Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so we're going to talk about cooking up a cure for childhood obesity. My guest is Sally Sampson. She's founder of Chop Chop Magazine. And she says that teaching kids how to cook and helping them develop a healthy relationship with food are real solutions to childhood obesity. Sally, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. I want to start off right off the bat. Tell us about, by the way, I think maybe your PR director or maybe you sent me some of the Chop Chop magazines and one that was just all recipes. So I've gone through it. I love it. So tell us.
Oh, thank you.
It's really cool. Tell us about Chop Chop magazine. Like, how did it get started and what's your overall mission?
Well, I got started because my background is as a cookbook writer, and I got very involved in healthcare, and I wanted to figure out a way to mesh the two, and I felt like I could use my skills as a cookbook writer to help address obesity by getting kids to cook. So Chop Chop is distributed at a lot of pediatricians' offices, and the idea is that doctors pretty much prescribe cooking during well child visits. So Chop Chop is mostly recipes, but it's snacks, it's some physical activity, it's some games. It's really whatever we can do to engage a kid in getting involved in their own health.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Sally, I love to eat, but I don't know how to cook anything. I actually think I could do the recipes in the magazine. They're real simple, but it's not just like making a sandwich. I mean, some of them look pretty complex, but when you read the recipe, they're really not. You know, you say, this was on your website. I think that's where I got this from. And I'm not going to quote, I think I'm paraphrasing here. You said something along the lines that you really do believe that cooking as a family and eating as a family can help childhood obesity. How do you make that connection?
Well, if you look at cultures, for one thing, that have a lot of cooking, they tend to have very little obesity. And the opposite is true. If you look at families who eat together, there tends to be less obesity. Also, kids who eat with their parents have better math scores, better reading scores. It's just good to interact with people of different generations and to be a little bit more mindful of what you're eating.
And we don't really see that too often, do we, today? I know when I was growing up, we had dinner, I think only one night a week we didn't. That was Saturday night, and that was my parents' date night when they went out. And so, but yeah, all the other nights we had dinner at the dinner table. You know what, a funny story, Sally. My dad was pretty easygoing dad, but the one thing that got him mad is when you were late for dinner with the family. That's how important that was. Do you relate to that too? Was it like that when you were growing up?
It was like that when I was growing up, and I have a 19 and 21 year old who their entire growing up we ate dinner together as a family every single night.
And we just don't see that as much as we do. So I find that interesting that there's that connection between eating as a family, obesity, and even maybe grades, socialization, all that. To me, it makes sense, and I really wish we would bring that back. I do know there's even therapists, Sally, out there that are doing family therapy around a dinner table now. I don't know if the therapist actually goes to their house. I'm not sure. But, yeah, there are therapists that do therapy right there as they cook and eat and clean afterwards together. You know, now,
that's
when I was going through, I love that, and I think that's a great idea. So I was going through your magazines, and I think I came across, maybe this was a couple of months ago or maybe the last quarter. I think it comes out quarterly, right?
Yes.
The magazine. So I came across one that was focusing on school lunches. How bad, even today, I know they're trying to do this better, but how bad are school lunches today for kids?
I think they're pretty bad. Yeah. I think they're pretty inedible. I mean, there certainly are a lot of people who are working on improving them. And it's funny, you know, I just did a book signing this morning, and a woman came up to me and asked if we were involved in school lunches and what to do to make them better. And I think that the only thing the parents can do is to let the leaders in their community know that the school lunches are unacceptable.
So you had some recipes, though, that looked pretty simple but pretty tasty. So what to you makes a healthy school lunch?
Well, are you asking about what to bring to school or what school serves?
Yeah, like if I'm obviously, I don't know, until we make better changes at the school level, I think we're going to have to be doing this at home, right? Making sure we're sending our kids off with a healthy sack or lunchbox. I don't know how they do it anymore. I had a lunchbox, the Scooby-Doo one, for years. I do remember it still. So when I open that up, I mean, what makes a good healthy school lunch then coming from home, I guess?
Well, I think coming from home that you want a lot of choices. I think that you want to try to get all the different food groups in. So, you know, you want a protein. You definitely want a protein. You want dairy if your child eats dairy. You want a fruit. You want a vegetable and a grain, preferably whole. And, you know, what I tell people is not to worry too much if your kid doesn't eat all of it. I think it's important that they just keep giving them the kinds of foods that you want them to eat, and that if you give your child dessert, that you don't worry if they eat the dessert first. I know that sounds crazy, but I think don't worry about the order. Don't give your kid food you don't want them to eat. So if you're okay with them eating a particular dessert and that's what they start with, don't worry about it.
Gotcha. So when I was growing up, too, I don't remember, and I think this is right, when I was in middle school, high school, this is in the late 70s, into the mid-80s, we didn't have, a lot of the vending machines that they have nowadays. Obviously, we have to be teaching our kids to stay away from that stuff. Right. So if we make them a lunch, right, that has a lot of good colors in it, a lot of different types of food, like you mentioned, the protein, maybe a little dessert, might they be a little less likely to go to that vending machine, hopefully?
I think so. It's funny. I was just somewhere where there was a vending machine it's a company that's incredibly healthy. Incredibly healthy. They're about that. And yet they had vending machines that had a lot of junk in them. I think it's really important to get those out.
Yeah. The junk foods, they may give you that little burst of energy initially with all that sugar, but it's really a nice grain, a whole grain, and a nice protein that really is going to sustain you throughout the day. Going back to your mission, it says, I'm going back to the website here, teaching kids how to cook. That's part of it, right? You believe that's one of the solutions to childhood obesity. So what are some of the cooking skills you're teaching the kids?
So we're teaching everything. I mean, as you said, the recipes are simple, but they're not dumbed down. So we're teaching kids to use blenders. We're teaching them how to peel, how to chop, how to mince, how to bake, to wash their hands before they cook. We don't really view certain recipes as kid food. It's just food for everybody.
Gotcha.
And
so
our recipes just are the simpler ones.
Right. We're going to, in the next segment when you come back, we're going to talk, I think, more specifically about some of those recipes. I want to share that with some of the listening audiences. But if you're a parent, let's be honest, it's hard sometimes to get your kids to eat healthy. Do you have maybe just, because we only have about a minute left, do you have any secret, like one secret that you use that can get kids to eat veggies? Is there one out there?
I think so, actually. I think I would say utilize dips. So if your kids like hummus, if your kids, make a dip with your kids.
I like that.
Have that on the table with a bunch of vegetables when they get home from school. I think having something ready to eat makes them grab it, for one thing.
I like that tip. The magazine is Chop Chop, and the website is chopchopmagazine.org or .net, Sally.
Actually, chopchopmag.org.
Chopchopmag.org. You can check it out there. It's a wonderful book. I highly suggest it. We come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about healthy recipes for kids. This is Healthy Talk.